It's Wednesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Joining me today is Ramsey personality Christy Wright. Sarah's in Pensacola. Hi, Sarah. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. What's up?
So I just finished my first semester of grad school yesterday, and I was a resident assistant on campus, but my contract ends in about a week. So after that, I'm moving back home to continue school online. I have another job, but I make 5 or less hours a week, and it only pays $11 an hour. And I'd really like to set myself up in my career to be financially stable. So I'm wondering, should I hold off on baby step 4 to make sure I can pay for school?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then how can I make sure that I actually set myself up financially to go through this? Because I'm not making enough money.
You need your income up.
Yeah, you obviously need to work more.
Yeah.
5 hours a week?
Yeah, it says it's supposed to be 10 to 15, but it's a remote position, and the work that I'm actually getting is not much. But I don't really know whether I should look for, like, an internship or another route.
What are you doing now?
So I just received my bachelor's degree in communications last semester, and my program now is in strategic communication and leadership.
I mean, for work. What are you doing for work? That 5 hours?
Oh, for work, I currently work as a student assistant for the Center for Cybersecurity at my school.
Okay.
But I'm doing like community and public relations kind of work. So it is in my field, but it's not really exactly what I'm trying to do. I really want to like get a salary-based kind of job and make sure I can cash flow my college, basically.
Yeah. I mean, you need to get your income up, your hours up, and your pay up. And it doesn't matter if it's in the field of what you want to do. You just need the money right now to pay for school.
If you're doing it online, what would keep you from just going and getting a job that is in your field, as if you just graduated from college, because you did, and take that income and use that to pay for your online and work a full-time job?
You don't need an internship.
So do I need to focus on finding a job in my field first?
Because
I
do have
a bachelor's degree.
That'd be wonderful.
Okay.
That'd be great, but if you can, then just get something.
I think I would, and I think I would, here's your A+, okay? A job that's 40 hours a week or more, and you do your online nights and weekends, and you finish up your master's or whatever it is you're working on, your grad work there, that way. Oh, and by the way, this new job not only is in your field, but they have a tuition reimbursement program, and they pay for it. Wow, I'm just getting a lot of home runs here. This is going to be awesome. But, yeah, you're still trying to act like a college student. I think you just go ahead and be the adult stuff.
Yeah, I'm only 19 in, grad school, so I'm kind of, like, still trying to save money and figure out.
So you blew through the 4 years real fast, huh?
I definitely did, yeah.
That's
amazing.
But now
I'm like, okay, what am I doing now?
She's like, I'm acting 19 because I am 19, Dave. Give me a minute.
What in the world? What do you? What is it you're wanting to do when you're 30? What do you want to be doing?
If I'm being completely honest, I started thinking about this a little bit more now that I started listening to your show, but I would love to be an author one day.
Okay. What do you want to do as a career path between now and then?
So I was looking into that, and some jobs that I was looking into applying for were actually content marketing specialists.
Yeah.
Not exactly communications, but I could
see it is communications.
Kind of
all the journalism students are filling up my content room down here. I got tons of content folks on our team that are writing in our voices and helping us get stuff out of here, because we're putting out so much product out of here every day. And content specialists, yes, you're totally qualified for that. Oh, and by the way, you're under 40, which means you can use a computer.
Yeah, definitely. That's
age discrimination, wasn't it?
I don't think she even saw it as a joke. She's like, well, of course I can, Dave.
Of course I can.
What a weird statement.
I have better keyboard skills with my thumbs than you do, Dave. But yeah, that's what you, yes, go get a job as a content marketing specialist with a company that will pay for you to finish your master's. And that is a great springboard into becoming an author 10 years from today.
Okay, awesome. I just wanted to make sure I'm still on the right path with that.
Yeah, because you're going to write. You know what writers should do? Writers should write.
Yeah, I started a blog, and I'm like, I kind of want to continue that too on the side.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a good place to practice and do all kinds of stuff. But there's not much money in that probably right now. But yeah, I mean, you get a job as a content marketing specialist making $50K, and they have a tuition reimbursement benefit, and you're working 40 hours, and you're doing your online to finish up your grad work, and you're pumping out keyboard material all day long that is actually relevant in the marketplace, you're starting to learn how to do stuff. That's awesome.
And just flexing that muscle. It's amazing how on the other side of this, on the other side of your grad school graduation, your writing muscles will be so much stronger because you spent time writing, not just in the classroom, not just for homework, but in real world scenarios and on your blog. All of that's going to strengthen you as a writer.
And Sarah, let me tell you what's underlying both of our answers on this. We're both looking at you going, you think your master's degree is your secret sauce. We are talking to an incredible rock star 19-year-old. We think you are the secret sauce. And I think you've been putting the weight on the wrong sauce. You is the answer, kid. Get it. Get it. You know how to do it. You went ahead and got, you're so goal freaking oriented, she got a 4-year degree at 19 years old. Get it. Get it.
I mean,
you know, that's it, man.
It's until you asked her age, it was like you were saying, she's seeing herself as a grad student.
Yeah, she's seeing herself
that
as a college
needs
student.
The money. And I'm like, no. You are a college graduate at 19, by the way, that has a degree, should go get a job, and oh, by the way, is taking grad school classes.
That's how it works.
Afterthought, yeah. Not the money and work piece of it. And man, that's going to set you up so well.
Moms and dads, teach your kids that education is important, but that is not the secret sauce, that the person in the mirror is their secret sauce. No one cares about your degree or where it came from. They care, can you do stuff out here in the real world? And you have to be able to look at me and articulately, as the potential employer, articulately describe that you can do crap. And when you can do that, I don't really care. Where you went to school. I don't care what you're, whatever you are. I don't care. Man, woman, black, white, pink, purple, I don't care what you are.
We have a lot of pink people that work here.
We do. We've got a few look like they fell in a tackle box, but it's good. You know, they're beautiful, and they can do stuff, man, and that's all I care about.
I know.
I mean, we love them. It's all I care about. They're creative, and they get stuff done, and so that's what moms and dads, you teach your kids, look, take their little face in your hands. You're the secret sauce, and yes, you need to know stuff and get the degree, do the academic work, but then don't lean back and go, well, I've got a degree, and nobody gives a crap.
The other thing that Sarah's going to learn when she starts writing is whether or not she wants to keep writing.
Yeah.
Because she may start writing and realize, I hate this. I don't want to do this. I want to do a different path with my skill set, with my degree. Dave, do you know my degree is in advertising? I'm not working in an advertising agency, but I use that education every day in what I do, teaching women through Business Boutique with marketing, even on our team, strategizing how we're going to market and advertise stuff. But it doesn't have to be this perfect linear path of using your degree exactly like you think you're going to. You're going to learn a lot about yourself, Sarah, in these next few years through doing some stuff of what you want to do more of. And it's going to pull from your education, but maybe not exactly like you think it will.
Yeah. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we can't keep Christy from writing. It's impossible to stop her from writing. Keep her away from the keyboard. She's doing it again.
Dave, when can I write my next book? He's like, you haven't even released this book.
And would you please make it thinner? You got lots of words.
I do.
You got lots of words.
I do.
It's wonderful. and I'm in the middle of a writing project, and I'm quite the opposite. I got lots of words, but they're not on paper. I have to put them on paper now.
Rachel says every time she writes a book, she says, I can't believe you like this.
Yeah, I feel like I have a term paper due. But yeah, it's good. I enjoy what books do, but putting them together. So there's a beautiful thing happening here, y'all, that there's something you take away from that last call, and that is that we do not want to say education is not important in America just because there's an epic student loan crisis and fools have gotten degrees in left-handed puppetry and feel entitled. That is not an education crisis. That is a wisdom crisis. And so wisdom says knowledge is important, but it is not the thing. It is part of the thing. The thing is you. You get up, leave the cave, kill something, drag it home. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. Check out all of our podcasts. Just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.